Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 325 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined by Keith Cromwell, executive director of Red Mountain Theater Company, as we discuss their two productions that are upcoming. Production 1, Little Women. Production 2, MLK. And we're going to get into those discussions just after these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
All right, IDSers, I'm joined by Keith Cromwell down at Red Mountain Theater Company. Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Good morning.
It's bright and early on a recording day. So you got a lot of good things going on down there. So you've got something with MLK, and then you've got the youth series doing Little Women, right? So let's start with what's first, Little Women?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right.
Yeah, so. I love, you know, we've shared with you guys and your listeners so often about what we do in our education and outreach, and this one is just kind of rolling it all together in such a great way. I've got a magnificent young actress named Nicole Lamb, who has been with our program for 10 years, who recently got accepted to Elon University, one of 8 girls across the United States out of probably thousands that auditioned, who's playing Jo. And it's so cool to watch her, having come up through our program and learned and developed as such a beautiful actress, to tackle this monumental role in this great literary piece that so familiar. So it's been cool.
So this is kind of I don't want to say swan song, but you say she's starting in the fall at Elon?
Yeah, she had that. Yeah, let's not call it her swan song, because that would mean it would be her last performance. Let's call it her coming out. It's like her, you almost want to say, and introducing Nicole Lamb. And she's just, it's that, I'm that excited about this performance. So it's way cool.
Cool.
And of course,
go ahead.
Surrounded by an equally brilliant professional company of actors and some of our other youth from our performing ensembles. And so it's always the coolest kind of hybrid, because I feel like you're getting the typical Red Mountain Theater Company quality of a show. But in this, you're getting to see some of our young talent that is developing that are really breathtaking. And I guarantee you know, audiences will be seeing more of them in their future as they develop their career.
So how does that, is there a hierarchical process to be able to, for the youth to be in these shows, or is it open to anybody that's part of your program?
It's actually open to anybody, period. So, you know, obviously every business is about networking and relationships. So I can't say that if one of my kids from my program walks in the room, I'm not delighted and hopeful, but it basically falls to, are you good enough to get in it or not? Mm-hmm. And, you know, in this instance, this young lady was just the one. You know, but in past shows, I've had lots of kids who I've never even seen before. that have landed roles. So I like that that's also kind of a great real life experience about what it's like to audition for these. It's open, the role is there for you, but you got to deliver. You're not just getting it because you're one of my kids.
Right. Cool. So yeah. when are the show dates?
This one opens on April 11th, and we have performances every evening at 7:30, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is kind of an interesting addition to our typical programming, that Sunday night performance. And then we also have Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2, because this show, I mean, I'm telling you what, I definitely feel like the guy in the room, because the girls in the show are just gaga over it, and they're just crying, and they're like, oh, don't let that die. And I'm like, I don't even know. You guys read this? And they're like, oh, my God, we grew up on it. And wow. So, it's fascinating.
Well, that's good to have a cast that's really gung-ho about what they're doing, though.
Oh, it is so cool. I mean, did you read Little Women as a little boy?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, and saw the movie, too.
I'm so proud of you. You're so arty. Hey, one thing I will tell you that's kind of cool, too. We have a real neat relationship with Books A Million, and we're doing this thing called Page to Stage, where a Red Mountain Theater Company teacher is going into a couple of schools in Fairfield, which is one of our Birmingham school system districts. And those kids are reading an abridged version that's age-appropriate for them. And then they're choosing a passage of the book Little Women that they think is cool to try to understand how to put it to stage. Cool. And they can choose any music they want to. They could write music. They could choose a Beyonce song. We don't care. And then they're going to bring what they develop to our cabaret theater on the Friday, April 5th. Uh-huh. And perform what they create for the cast, and then our cast is going to perform our show for them.
How cool is that? That's awesome.
Cool.
That's very cool.
We're very cool.
How did that come about?
I don't know. We just sit in a room and think. I've heard about these page to stage ideas. I wish I could say it was my idea, but I've heard about other places doing it. And we have a really cool relationship with an organization in town called Better Basics. And so anytime we can plug into curriculum standards, especially literacy, we're just hungry to see how the arts can transform young lives and spark interest.
Outstanding. So what else you got going on coming up?
Well, you know, it's always fun to direct two shows at once. I say more is more. So we also have developed a brand new piece around Martin Luther King's letter from the Birmingham jail. And oh my goodness, just when you think you know something and know what was happening 50 years ago and what brought that seminal letter to fruition, it's just been such a education for me to better understand the pinnacle of emotions that brought this epic event to our city. So we one thing led to another, and I was working with Lee Centel, who is Governor Bentley's director of tourism in Alabama, and a realization came that there was not a historic marker placed at the original jail site. And so Lee was telling me the story about the installation of that, which will happen on April 16th, the actual date, original date of the letter. And I thought, okay, Lee, I've been waiting to find the thing to do theatrically to assist our community in celebrating or commemorating the 50th anniversary of the movement. And I began to work with Priscilla Hancock Cooper at the Civil Rights Institute, and we came up with this concept where the first act will be the letters from the clergy to Martin Luther King, and then the remainder is his response. And the second act, I hired this really great writer from New York named Cheryl Davis. And Cheryl has developed a series of monologues and dialogues between folks that really puts our finger on where we are 50 years later. What's the reality of where we are with civil rights issues in our country and in our state?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been cool. Very cool.
So, I mean, I imagine you still have ample actual people that were around then to talk to. Have you done any personal interviews with some of the people that were around at that time, or does that not figure in?
It does. The interesting thing is that with the amount of research we've done, we're primarily engaged with getting Martin Luther King and the clergy in the first act. Mm-hmm. So it isn't necessarily stories of the movement or the foot soldiers. It is the actual occurrences and the actual words of those letters that were written. And it's fascinating that at least from what I understand, these men never met. This incredible eight clergy that are renowned for writing this letter to Martin Luther King, and then his response, which has become such a seminal work, and they never met. And that just blows my mind. So
that's crazy.
The second act is just wild, and I just love how we constantly find this talent in Birmingham. There's a character of a teenage Muslim girl, and lo and behold, guess what? There's a 17-year-old high school student at Mountain Brook High School who has her hijab and is Muslim, and she comes in, and she's like, hey, I heard you're doing this thing. I'd love to do it. I'm like, okay, you got to be kidding me. And then she auditions, and she's actually fabulous. And I was like, okay, let me just pluck a Muslim out of the world to be in my show.
Yes, right, in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
It's so exciting.
That's cool.
Because he does this whole thing about, it's a kind of a funny spoof on, she's at a frozen yogurt place buying yogurt, and a mom says something untoward about keeping her children away from her because she's probably a terrorist. And then this girl just riffs out on it. It's like, look, I like New Direction and Harry Potter, woman. I'm not a terrorist.
Wow.
She's like, do you really think terrorists eat frozen yogurt? They don't even know what a blueberry is.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's what I can say. It is a piece that's going to make people laugh but think, you know?
Yeah, good. And when are those dates?
That opens on April 11th, and that runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 o'clock. And then there will be a public installation of the historic marker on April 16th at 10 a.m. at the jail site, which is going to be kind of cool. So, and all that information is available on our website, which is redmountaintheater.org, O-R-G. Or, you want to know what else you could do?
What?
You could call the box office, 205-324-2424.
Wow. Rattled that off like a professional, man.
I try.
Well, thanks so much.
You didn't get to say anything this morning. I was red hot.
That's the way I like it. Okay.
Thanks for Steve. Your interest. Bye.
Bye.
When guests can't appear in studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
Well, I'd like to thank Keith Cromwell for stopping by or letting me call him this early in the morning. on recording day, we're around 8:30 in the morning. We've both had our coffee and got to chatting. So thanks, Keith. And check out all that information. Of course, the links to tickets and phone numbers and that sort of thing that he mentioned in the podcast will be on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. If you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter, InexplicableDS, @InexplicableDS, and that's the Dumb Show's Twitter handle, and you'll be able to hear the comings and goings and latest happenings here at the Dumb Show via our Twitter feed. So next week is a fun day, April Fools. Just keep that in mind for next week. Hey, I'll see you. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. interesting independent artists in diverse genres, perfect quality WAV files in addition to MP3s and many other formats, instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.